From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. On Friday, June 1st, the ACLU organized rallies all over the nation under the banner of Families Belong Together. The rallies were a response to an official policy that had been in effect for months before it was announced, of the Trump administration separating undocumented children from their parents in deportation proceedings while they were being held in detention. The ACLU and other civil rights organizations have cited serious concerns about the mental health impacts of family separation on those affected, but especially on undocumented children, who could suffer lifelong scars from the trauma of government-enforced separation. Our field correspondent, Nick Cha Kim, attended the Los Angeles Keep Families Together rally on Friday, June 1st, in front of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office in downtown Los Angeles. And we bring you today this special report as part of our ongoing series, Rising Up in the Streets.
Hi, my name is Nick Cha Kim. I'm here with Rising Up with Sonali, and we're here at the Keep Families Together protest. We'll be seeing about 50 people gather, and let's hear what they got to say.
We're here because the Trump administration, ICE, Border Patrol, and the U.S. Attorney's Office are forcibly separating families who have come here seeking asylum. And they are subjecting children to physical, mental, verbal, and emotional abuse. And we believe it's motivated by animus.
I want to first of all to thank everybody for being here. You're joining hundreds of communities across the nation today that are supporting the Families Belong Together action.
I'm here as a volunteer for People Power, which is an ACLU endeavor, but I am here as my own private person because I care deeply about what's happening.
Do you have two?
I do. I have three children. And it's horrifying to me to imagine living through what these parents are living through, but also from the perspective of a child. I can't think of what life or happiness means for a child other than being with their parents.
Families belong together! Families belong together! Families belong together!
We're here today to protest ICE's latest atrocity, which is tearing families apart, separating children from their parents as a part of their deportation of our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, and our colleagues. ICE has been all over the United States engaging in these deportations. And here in Los Angeles, we have a large immigrant community. And so we're gathering here today to get the word out that this is happening and to mobilize support against ICE's policies and the Trump administration's policies.
Now, is this a Trump administration policy?
It is. Trump has been very clear, as is his Attorney General Sessions, that they're going to take extraordinary steps to try to sow fear in the hearts of immigrants. This is basically child abuse. To separate children from their parents in this way is child abuse. And the federal government is engaging in child abuse, and we're here to say stop it. Prior administration's policy was to focus on those that are serious felons in deportation. This administration has said they're not drawing that sort of line. Anybody here who's undocumented is vulnerable to being deported, and we've seen exactly that. So these are people who are coworkers, our neighbors, our friends. They go to our places of worship, and they're being torn from their communities, and it's simply not right.
Let me be clear. This is not about deterring immigration, and we shouldn't be deterring it anyway.
Why don't you just say it? It is exactly like the Nazis.
It is.
Exactly. And why are there so few of us here? Yeah.
Why are there
thousands
so few
of
us?
People here. Thousands of them.
Where? I don't think
it's thousands. A moral disgrace.
It's true. Yeah. Finding the recent decisions of the Trump administration just really troubling for a variety of reasons. Obviously, the disruption of families is a huge, huge concern. As a mother and as a mental health professional, I know the extreme consequences of disruptions to the family unit and the trauma that is being perpetuated on these families who are seeking safety from unsafe conditions, often in their countries of origin, is going to have long-term, far-reaching effects for them, for their communities, and for the American community as a whole. And so the thought that by perpetuating cruelty on families, we can somehow keep ourselves safe from social chaos or whatever folks are so afraid of about immigrants coming into our country, I want to say that disrupting families is going to make everything worse. It's going to create the very turmoil that we are trying to avoid, and it has to be stopped.
All right, I want everyone to say it loud, say it clear. Immigrants are welcome here.
I'm here because I think that this administration has codified and created policy that is heinous. I don't believe that this is a new thing, that people are met at the border and deported summarily without due process. However, I do think that this administration, and specifically Jeff Sessions, has created a legal premise that is heinous, that is anti-American, and is immoral. And as a member of the faith community, I find separating children from their family to be completely counterintuitive to any faith. I hope that the actions that we take in the next few weeks will bring more churches around to their senses, and they will begin to speak out vociferously against this policy of separating children from their families.
A lot of evangelicals are in the Trump camp. Like, do you have an explanation why you think that is?
I think that there has been a wedge created with certain hot-button issues, homosexual marriage, abortion rights, etc. There has been a narrative developing that Christianity is under attack, which we know is simply not true. We have been in power, whites have been in power, Christianity has been the leitmotif of our national conversation, and I believe that the Trump campaign has enlisted certain spokespersons in the Christian evangelical movement. But I do not think they speak for all evangelicals. And I think anyone who values and cherishes the words of Jesus Christ and who establishes themselves as a Christian would look long and hard at the policy of separating children from their families.
Obama deported 2.5 million people from this country.
Judge Robert Brack, an immigration judge, recently stepped down from his post, saying that he could no longer participate in the destruction of families according to the Trump administration's policies. He disputed the accusation that the people are terrorists, saying that in all the cases that he had reviewed, and he had had more cases than almost any other immigration judge, the people were completely innocent of criminal record. And so he felt that he could no longer participate in that policy, which I also view as immoral, unjust, and unworthy of America.
Man, what a time we're living in, huh?
It's pretty disturbing. There are two separate components here. There are the 1,500 children. They arrived unaccompanied, okay? And then they were put into the system. They get dispersed around the country wherever there happens to be space, and you just have 1,500 random people either given to sponsors or facilities, etc. And they don't really know where they are. That's one group of people. Since 2017, a new policy has been put in place by the Trump administration, announced by Jeff Sessions. They're going to arrest everybody. And what happens is, when you get arrested at the border, they put the parents, the adults, in prison. It's illegal to put children in prison, and so they are separating those children and then dispersing them around the country. Between October of 2017 and April of this year, 700 children have been separated from their families at the border. These are separate. So there's the 1,500, and then there are these 700.
Been coming way too much lately. I'm here because I feel that the change in policy that the Trump administration has just done is immoral. These are people who are presenting themselves at our borders asking for asylum. The United States has always been a place of asylum. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. And Trump is turning it into a business. And he only wants immigrants who have money. and he only does things for people that can provide influence. These people are coming to America as my grandparents came to America, to seek a place of freedom, to seek a place where they could raise their families in safety. That's what they're seeking. They are not criminals. And for Jeff Sessions to call them criminals is immoral. And to use that as a justification, they're criminals, to take away their children is beyond immorality, and it's beyond my comprehension of another human being that they could do such a thing. So we're here today to be a voice and to stand up and say, no, not in my name.
You know, this is an issue that is affecting mostly Central Americans, mm-hmm. Mexicans, people crossing mm-hmm. or being caught crossing along the south of the border. You guys are all white.
Well, you know, I think I have a responsibility as a white person to speak up. If I do have white privilege, then hopefully I'll use it for people that don't have any privilege. At this point, that's what I can do. And I think that's what all of us of all colors are called to do. But I think, you know, white people do have a special responsibility as being members of the ruling class by our skin color. That we do have a special responsibility to speak up. And the Bible, if nothing else, is always God speaking up for the poor little ones, the Anawim. It's never God speaking up for the rich and the powerful.
That's a special report from our field correspondent, Nick Cha Kim, from the ACLU's Keep Families Together rally in front of the ICE office in downtown Los Angeles on Friday, June 1st. It's part of our ongoing series, Rising Up in the Streets. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.